you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today my guest is the owner of Bach Counseling Group. She is a master of the arts in psychology and also a Canadian certified counselor. Heather Bach, welcome to the show.
Hi. Good to be here.
Thank you. Good to have you. I thought it would be a great place to start if you just kind of gave us a little rundown description of yourself and your business and what services you provide for the people of Vancouver.
I'm a counselor, and I've been a therapist now for 25 years.
Wow.
And I've been operating the clinic for, I've been operating the clinic for about 20 years.
Oh,
and a long time. And we deal with people who are looking to improve the quality of their life. And often they are, whether they're aware of it or not, maybe dealing with issues of anxiety, depression, even post-trauma, or it could even be something as simple as relationship issues. Certainly deal with a lot of marital issues.
Now, I hear anxiety and depression a lot, especially in the field of mental health. I'm curious to know if, through your extensive experience, can the anxiety and depression almost always kind of be symptoms of something larger?
What do you mean?
Like, for instance, like anxiety and depression, could they be from the loss of a loved one, or you know, maybe the loss of a job?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's lots of times anxiety or depression can be caused by major life transitions that perhaps haven't been adequately dealt with. And then somehow someone's left with symptoms of anxiety or depression. And when we further explore the anxiety or depression, we find out what the issue might be that is either occurred that's built up the symptoms of anxiety and depression,
right.
But the person might not initially recognize that.
Right.
They don't maybe put the pieces of the puzzle together. So that's something that we do here, help them put those pieces together.
Now, how long have you actually been doing this work?
I've been doing it for about 25 years.
So you've been doing it for about as long as you've had the practice open?
No, the practice opened about 5 years later. So the practice is about 20 years.
Great. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what is the demographic of your ideal client? Do you deal with children? Do you deal with middle-aged adults, male, female?
We don't deal with small children. Because we're not set up with a playroom, which is really what you need to have when you're dealing with small children.
Of course.
But we do deal with teens, and really we see people from the age of 13 to the age of 80.
Wow.
So it's really the gamut.
It seems like every stage of life is coming through your doors. Now, do you notice a stark, this has always interested me, especially when it comes to mental health. Do you notice any stark differences from issues that people maybe in their teens are dealing with as opposed to somebody in their 80s? I mean, what are the stark differences of, or do you see the same thing?
Well, no, there are for sure differences. You know, with teens, it's often about their family and dealing with school stresses and anxieties and dealing with their life change. Or it could be things like assault or bullying or
right.
other matters like that. And so they're really building their capacity to cope with stress and to manage life and building their skill set. And, you know, if you're looking at someone who's maybe in their 60s, 70s, that's different. It's much more about loss. Like those people are often coming in for grief and loss issues.
Right. Now, in your experience working in the mental health field, what would you say, in the past, since you've been in business, would you say is the biggest single milestone that mental health has reached? I mean, do you think we're in a good space now with mental health, or do you think there's still work to be done?
Yeah. Well, I think there's still work to be done, but I do think we've come a very, very long way.
Right.
I can say that even in the past 5 years, the number of men coming through the door has seriously increased.
Really?
So I think that, you know, it certainly reflects the community here in Vancouver that it's not only, it's much more socially acceptable. People talk openly about having a therapist and getting help and support. Whereas, you know, even 10 years ago, it was still much more private and much more even shameful for some people. Whereas now, It's like I've gone to see my doctor. I went to see my therapist. So much easier for people to get access to service and feel comfortable about having access to service.
And why do you think that is? What have we done in the last 5 to 10 years that have made things a little easier for people to talk about these very, very personal issues?
That's a good question. I think that one of the things is, you know, people are, it's a combination, right? People talk about it more, so then people feel more comfortable talking about it.
Right.
What came first, the chicken or the egg? But it's obviously right. A trend. It's a trend of people feeling more liberated about talking about their challenges and their growth. And whether that's through the media or in the communities or in the schools or the various public venues, it's a movement. It seems to me like a movement and a growth that's occurring. We still have a long way to go, clearly. Mm-hmm. But we're chipping away at it. And it seems that really, from my perspective, every year it seems that there's more people talking about mental health issues. Every year there's more involvement and engagement in the community with respect to raising awareness about mental health issues.
You know, I agree with you 100%. I think we've seen that here in New York tenfold. Just with the sheer numbers of people going to therapy and being okay talking about it, it really is a great thing. Now, I'm curious, what do you see as the future of your business? I mean, you're in Vancouver. Would you like to? I mean, you've been in business a long time. Is the goal to, do you want to take this global? Do you want to open up a branch in the United States? I mean, what is the future of your business?
Well, I think the future of my business, I take graduate intern students, and I really enjoy professionally training therapists and working with them to do best practice. And I really believe that what we're about is providing the best quality service we can, because we know so much more now about what works.
Right.
We know so much more now about the brain and how it works and what works in therapy. So I'm very committed to offering people kind of the cutting edge, what's most currently researched and proven to be effective to the public. And, we do Skype sessions for sure. People don't have to see us in the office. But my vision is to have more younger therapists trained with best practice, because there's, trust me, a lot of therapists out there that don't have the best training and that aren't offering the best practice to the public. And so that's our community.
Well, I think it's fantastic that not only are you in the field providing therapeutic resources for your clients, but you're also helping give back to the mental health community and train new therapists. I think that is fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, I have one last question here, and this is a good one. What and this is one that always gets me when it comes to mental health professionals. But what inspired you to go down this route and pursue mental health?
Right. Well, personally, I had a brother who had mental health issues, and I think I started training when I was about in grade 4, helping
him.
I'm exaggerating clearly, but and just witnessing what he went through and the complications that actually caused within our family, my family of origin, inspired me at a very young age to actually start doing my own personal work when I was about 19. And I was very young, but very committed to finding out the way that I could be the healthiest person and have the healthiest relationships in my life and, bring that back to my family as well. So that's where it started for me.
Well, I think it's a very inspiring story, considering that you had, a brother with mental health issues, and now you're kind of, in a sense, coming full circle and helping other families, I'm sure, dealing with some of these complex mental health issues in their own family. So I think it's great work that you're doing, Heather, and thank you so much for being on the show.
It's been
an absolute pleasure.
Oh, thanks for having me.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.